Yeah, who's that? No, I'm no, no, I can't right now. I'm playing the, yeah, remember the shitty Europlay I was telling you about? Yeah, I can't. Yeah, that one. The English guy, yeah, the English guy. You know, looks like he's trying to be Orlando Bloom, but he just looks a little bit like a kind of fat old Yankovic. He's a bit younger though.
Hello and
Yeah,
welcome back to Dark Heresy, my punishment for a heinous sin in a previous life. Excitingly, we've got
So
some
many
bookkeeping to
sins.
do. So, this is going to be fun. In light of recent traumatic events on Thragandia and his experiences with Squat Kind, I, in my infinite wisdom, have decided to grant Tora a single insanity point, tipping him over the threshold to the first degree of madness. May
Hey, you
fear and
leveled up.
justice account in all balance, the Emperor protects. What does this mean? Roleplay-wise, fuck all. Because Tora's mental state has been a sack of paranoid shit for a while now, and this just gives us the mechanics to back it up. Speaking of mechanics, one advantage of this is that you are now immune to fear tests of level 1 or 2, because the dark
Ooh.
imaginings of what squats can do to Tora are far worse than anything that the galaxy can throw at him. Fear level 1 and 2 is generally for non-supernatural but horrifying things. So
Okay.
demons will still make you shit yourself, but I think the example they give for like a fear level 1 is encountering the scene of a grisly murder. And the 2 I think is like waking
Dentist.
up. Yeah, dentist. It does say that in the rules. That's
A
really.
two is playing this game.
Yeah. So, without further ado, you stand in front of the antique cellar, Yurt. The cooler air of the catacombs, a blessing from the desert heat. Yurt is next to a large vehicle covered with a cloth, his own crude cybernetics creaking in the sand.
Well, it is good to see you all again. Well, most of you, at least. I don't think we've met before, have we? He points to you, Tora. He is an elderly man.
G'day, bud.
His cybernetics are very, very basic. He's basically, I think I've described it before, he's basically got a hoverboard that's attached to his cybernetic legs because they don't move independently. He just kind of rolls everywhere. He's looking quite haggard, but he's carrying himself well.
You are all looking very well. I'm glad to be seeing you are putting that armor to good use, Orfamio, and that you have a face again.
Yes. One second.
Beep.
What?
I got a tune
Finally
in, hang
adjusted
on.
to the side of his thing. So when I go through the atmosphere, sometimes it gets a little bit icky. There we go.
Right.
Yes, it's good to see you as well. I see
Yeah.
that with all the money we gave you, you've not upgraded your systems. Sorry,
Don't fucking bring your soundboard into this house of
no,
God.
that was I using
Yeah,
my
fucking sure it was. Get the fuck out of here.
get out of here.
But yeah, he says, well, since you bought most of my stock, I was able to pay off the loan I owed to Bossman. Not really sure what to do now. I might open a museum or something. I still have the shop, but it's currently empty. So, thanks, I guess.
What kind of museum?
I don't know. Maybe Imperial history. I've always been fascinated by that. Nothing heretical, of course. And he gives you finger guns.
I gave him one big finger gun
Fuck
back.
yeah.
Just boo-boo!
He clears his throat and says, "Right, I've been instructed by your associate to stop."
Sorry.
Og, I swear to fucking
Sorry,
God,
I'm using. I was
you're
using.
putting
I'm
me
just
off.
typing my. I'm just really quickly putting my time sheets in. I you was using my
Swear to God.
I was using my what's it called, numpad. I won't use my numpad.
Emperor be damned, you'll have a taste of my shoe.
What?
By the Emperor, you have a taste of my shoe. I said it.
Okay.
I've been instructed by your associate to assist you with your investigation into the Blades of Vresh. Behold! With a theatrical flair, Yurt awkwardly pulls the cover off of the vehicle. Underneath the ragged cloth is a six-wheeled light vehicle. Lothar, you recognize this as a Tauros, an all-terrain utility vehicle used on many frontier worlds and modified to carry heavy weapons by the Imperial Guard. This seems to be the civilian equivalent, and at the back of it is just a simple flatbed instead of a las cannon. There are two seats in the front and six in the back. It is a small, light, sturdy vehicle, perfect for traveling long distances in the desert, albeit without much comfort. It is painted a yellow tan, and hanging from the sides of the vehicle in cargo netting are various supplies and enough food and water for a few days in the desert. Now, just as a graphical look at what this is, imagine this,
just as a flatbed at the back.
Ooh, that's a good imagine.
It is a good imagine. For those of you at home who are imagining, imagine I've just shown them a JPEG of a car.
So, yes. I can't believe we collectively brought that into existence. That's
it's amazing.
Nuts.
You've willed it together, much like orcs, and it has come visible in front of my very DM eyes. Yurt also sends you a map, which pings into your airdrop on your data slate.
It's rare that I leave the pleasure dome these days, but this is what I've pieced together from aerial reports and speaking to a few travellers, and this is what the map looks like. For those of you listening at home, this map is up on your screen already. The group was last seen hitting the Mutalali Oasis and heading north. That was last week, and they could be anywhere by now. They are well equipped, and most of them are mounted. They have grown up in this desert and know it better than anyone. Even with the Tauros, they will most likely be faster than you. Any questions?
Orfam puts up his hand.
Orfamuel?
So, they know this desert better than anyone.
Correct.
But when I was out there, it was just a bunch of sand.
He looks, I think, to the rest of you.
I was going to try and lock eyes to where Orfamuel's head is at, and very slowly turn his head.
Well, Orfamuel, I'm not sure how much experience you have with deserts, but generally, they have a shit ton of sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dry, how do you know where to go? It's coarse. And it gets
it's irritating.
I don't like sand.
I hate it.
I don't like sand either. But them's the breaks, unfortunately, sometimes.
So, Orfam puts up his hand again.
Yes, Orfamuel.
Surely it'd be easier if instead of having something on wheels, you had something that can fly.
Oh, yes, that would be easier. It would also be easier if you took off and just nuked the whole place from orbit. But I kind of would rather that doesn't happen. Phone.
But no.
Bear in mind.
Would like to raise his hand as well at some point. Oh, he's anything, just putting his hand up.
He's added to the question queue.
anything flying here is going to be noted. The travellers here are very visible. Imagine you are a feudal welder who is... The only things in your skies are perhaps a bird, that sort of thing, and then suddenly you see a fucking shuttle. You tend to pay attention to it. Your associate has requested something that can be a little bit more unnoticed, if that's understandable. I also don't own anything flying, whereas I did have this in the back.
But this isn't hidden at all.
Or female, I will explain it to you.
Is it
going to
stick out like a sore thumb behind the sand? This doesn't look like sand.
Don't worry about him.
There's no camouflage on it.
we will talk all about camouflage in just a minute.
Sorry, was that he's basically doing like a question time audience thing. It's like,
you there, was it Gora?
My name is Dora. Yes. Why is the car named after me?
Tauros and Tora. Well, isn't that a hilarious coincidence? Which I'm sure whichever fucking tech priest discovered it really thought very hard about.
Yeah, it was built tough.
Yeah, that's what it
built
stands
Tora
for.
Built Tora tough.
Yeah. Hey. Tora would like to narrow his eyes.
You do so. Yurt is
he would like to.
But... Yeah.
But he can't.
Yeah. I was just out of shock.
If anything, Yurt opens his old wrinkled eyes even more. BGZ is also here, and he just kind of waves quite politely at him.
I
think Lothar's going to raise his hand.
I'm unable to open my eyes.
Yeah, you can close your eyes. Yes, Lothar.
Where was the last place I was seen again? I might have missed that.
The Mutalali Oasis, and then they headed north from there.
Gotcha.
And we were last at the Trollnow.
The Trollna?
Trollna Oasis last time we were
no,
here?
No, you. Last time you were here, I believe, from what your associate told me. Obviously, I didn't know you were out there. you went to the Mutalali Oasis, which I think was a 3-day journey on foot.
I was just not sure if we were at the same place or not.
No, so you've basically gone to the closest
cave
spot.
Now.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a big fuck off desert. This isn't even the whole desert. This is just the area that is accessible within a couple of days' drive of the pleasure dome.
This is what the programmers have made so far.
Yeah, if you go right and then suddenly go off the edge of the map, the game crashes. So it's really awkward.
Is there visible walls?
There are visible walls. You get I think instead of that, it's like when you go out of bounds in a Grand Theft Auto game, in that like a giant monster will appear and eat you, but instead of a shark, it's a sandworm. So there's our viral marketing for Dune.
I was just gonna say that.
There we go. Get this in the look for that YouTube ad read. So, do you have any more questions?
What is love?
I cannot answer that. Perfect. Good luck, customers, he says with a sarcastic wink. He tosses one of you the keys. Quickly decide.
I grab them.
Okay, or fam, you catch the keys.
I'm pretty sure I actually have your driving skills.
We've discussed this before. You're the only one who actually is legally able to and knows how to drive.
Wait, before Surface we do... 2, I have.
Yes.
I walk up to Taurus, and I intimidate it.
Give it a go. Good luck, customers, says Yurt as he rolls back up towards the Pleasure Dome, winding his way through the catacombs. Orfamio, you are unable to intimidate the...
The first time I can intimidate the vehicle. I hand the keys to Emilia with my face held low.
It was built tough.
Yeah. Okay. Right, boys.
Discovered by Ford Taurus.
So, that's probably canon now. So, right. It's time to talk about how this adventure is going to work. Like many things in my life, we're keeping this abstract. So, you've got the map ahead of you. We're not going to do this minute by minute. This will be more of a day-by-day montage-style adventure. Each of these named locations will take one day, or around sort of 12 hours to travel between, or 3 days if you're going on foot. Even if the distances aren't to scale, this represents differing terrain and the assumption that you are going to move with some intention towards stealth. You can choose to travel either during the day or during the night. It's currently morning. It's a good idea to camp once a day. You can power through and rotate drivers, but this will cause everyone to suffer 2 levels of fatigue for each day's travel without proper rest. Because being bounced around in the back of a dune buggy is no way to sleep. It's not made for comfort, this thing.
Okay, but if I frenzy, it's impossible for me to take fatigue damage.
Okay.
So,
except the rest of us will take real damage.
If I get strapped to the controls and we put up like little tape of like enemies onto the control systems.
Mad Max, like guy strapped to the wheel.
I'm very much saying, can we Mad Max me?
frenzy stops though if you don't harm someone or hurt yourself.
Where's Lothar?
Nope.
Driving eyes bloodshot and beating a shit out of Lothar in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Keep yourself awake.
Reminds me of basic.
So yeah, you will get 2 levels of fatigue per day. If your fatigue goes equal to or greater than your toughness bonus, you collapse. So, important things to consider. Each time you travel, we will first roll an operate surface test. Then the driver will roll a D100. I will use these results and compare them with a table I have created to represent the myriad fun experiences you can have in the
desert. How many demon encounters are on the table?
I will say nothing. As you can expect...
Wait, as in there's none? Or that you say nothing that
I will, I will say nothing, that's my answer. As you can expect, this system is utterly untested and might just not be fun. We'll see. Also, you are travelling through inhospitable terrain, and as such, you will have to keep track of supplies. For anything electronic, it could be assumed that you can power it using the Taurus's battery, so as long as you have fuel, you have power. You will need to keep track of supplies and also the ammunition you use if you're using ballistic weapons. So, speaking of supplies, these are the supplies you have with you.
Is this on the... Ah, yeah. Cool.
This is going to be... Yeah, just popped up on your screen, and I'm about to read it out aloud for those of you at home. So, to avoid arguments between metric and imperial measurements, everything will be worked out in days of supplies. This is an abstraction. One day of water is enough water for all of you to survive for a day, for instance. So you have 4 days worth of water and food, 4 days worth of fuel, 12 sachets of instant recaf, 5 tents, 5 mess kits, 2 shovels, 1 stove with cooking fuel, and a spare wheel. More supplies and specialized equipment can be requested from the Ipcrest or found in the field. But this is not instantaneous when you get a supply drop, nor is it without consequence. Do we have any questions?
What is this right now?
How much ammo should I have currently?
So you should have your loaded magazine and then 2 spare full magazines of whatever you've got.
Is this the Taurus Fuel? at this point? Like, is there any more space in there outside of us, obviously? But is there any space in there that we can get stuff before we go out?
Yeah, I reckon you can shove a few things into the cargo hold, into the cargo net, but it's pretty fucking full. What sort of things were you aiming to get?
This more fuel, to be honest. 4 days of fuel does not sound
I'm gonna say there are no jerry cans on it, but it has larger fuel tanks. Yeah, 4 days isn't much. This is kind of what it looks like Yurt was able to get for you. So you're more than welcome to go into the Pleasure Dome if you wish to try and get some more. But it's completely up to you.
Yeah, I like to do that.
Okay, cool. So you sort of follow the route that he took going back towards the shuttle bay. Let me pull up, funnily enough, the map for the Pleasure Dome to do so. So it is much the same as when you last left it. You don't really know what the Admech did to this place, but it looks pretty much identical to when you left it. So if you remember, the dock is in the top region, the accommodation sector. Where are we getting fuel?
I assume the Grand Bazaar, the surplus shop.
Boys, can we go through the drive-thru at Fudderux?
There is no drive-thru, but there is a... You can absolutely go to Fudderux Burger.
What do you mean there's no drive-thru? Anything's
in
a drive-thru if you try hard enough.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to get out my...
They probably have, like, fucking golf cart-sized vehicles at best driving around.
What's this called in here again? Not a phone, the data slate or whatever.
Yes.
I'm going to get out my thing, and I'm going to book myself for a lovely dinner at Terror the Lector.
Oh my god.
Okay, cool. It's a, I think it's a phone that begins to ring. And Terror the Lector, we're closed for breakfast. We'll be open from 5 p.m. Would you like to make a reservation?
Yes. What time is it right now?
It's like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. What time are we planning to leave at?
Almost immediately.
Almost immediately?
Time is of the essence. There are hundreds of crusading gentlemen running across the desert. But don't let me stop you from getting some caviar.
I think I mentioned it last time, but I'm still over the mindset that these guys are on our side at the end of the day.
That's right.
What was I going to say then? Can I get a to-go bag for 12 o'clock, please?
Yes, very well. What would you like? This is the lady on the other end of the phone.
I would like... do you do steaks?
Yes.
I will have your biggest, juiciest steak, medium rare, with some garlic fried green beans and a Diet Coke, please.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is it Pepsi Max?
Using brand clear. Names again. We're going to get copyright struck.
Oh, that's right. It's Beepus.
It's Beepus.
Beepus.
We've only got
Beepus. Well, can I get some Beppis? Min.
Yes, we've got some of that in there, don't worry.
I have some Beppis Min, mm-hmm. And then for dessert, I'll have your salted caramel cheesecake with a raspberry dew.
Perfect. Could I get a name then for this pickup?
I don't think you're allowed to use that term. I think it's their word.
Banisher or Famuel Diocius?
Banisher or Famuel Diocius?
Yes.
The phone line goes dead.
Well, I don't know why, because last time I had a fake name here, so they shouldn't know that.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. You guys are pretty fucking well-known in the Pleasure Dome.
We are.
Yeah, should we use our real name?
I don't know. I've kind of already said my real name once, haven't I?
Bear in mind.
What we have to do is, for 2 episodes, you have to hand someone a business card, and we have to try to get the business card off him stealthily before our boss then just kills him.
So,
episodes.
From the villagers' perspective here, from the locals' perspective, bear in mind, the last time they heard that name, there was a fucking Mechanicus warship in orbit who was asking a lot of very important questions.
Oh, we don't know that Quintus is actually dead.
Quintus is not here.
Quintus is not dead. That's different plan entirely.
Yes, the business card you're not sure.
Oh, all right. No, we do. He's dead.
Do you want? I'm going to turn to Toro.
I don't believe it.
I'm going to turn to Toro. I think he's with me. I'm not sure, actually. Is Toro with me?
You guys are in like the dock.
My name now is going to be Quintus. What's the name of that squat again?
Carradine
Gormson.
Quintus Gormson is my name.
It's like, are you guys familiar with Johnny English 2 when he when he has like the micro expression scene, and it's like the oh, I'm a trained secret agent, you won't see anything, and you like mention like Mozambique, and it's just like
yeah,
and there's a millisecond of like blah 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 blah, like I was like
Quintus Gorman, at your service.
We're going out into the desert to meet with tribespeople. I don't think it matters.
Well, I'm wanting to pick up fuel from Surplus Plus.
So just do it.
That's what I'm doing, but I try to get food first, and apparently they were being dicks for not a reason that I'm aware of.
I have no idea how you're not.
Did last time?
Excuse me, it's a reason that I'm not aware of. Now can we please move on and go to Surplus Plus?
Oh, that's right, they knocked your ass out, didn't they?
So
if I friends you, they wouldn't have. Maybe, so, I don't know. I feel like it was...
to Surplus Plus. This building is stylized as a military bunker, but anyone with a passing familiarity with the guard knows that this is just decorative. For one, there's a big door and no firing ports. It is the buyer and seller of all sorts of military surplus gear, plus a little extra. Inside, various Imperial Guard equipment is on display. There's flak armor, entrenching tools, cookware, and of course, pallet upon pallet of Munitorum standard corpse starch. There's a great variety of lasguns on display, including a few varieties that you do not recognize with extortionate price tags. And these ones are a little bit bulkier than the rest.
Hello? Ding, ding, ding.
As you ring the bell, a man emerges from the back room smoking a rat. He stubs it out.
A man.
And says,
forgot about the rats.
Does it go tink as his feet crushes it?
Tora would like raise his hand again. And whisper to Lotha, why is that man smoking a rat?
It's something to do with the planet. I don't know.
Those really influenced by that ancient company, Dazna, and their rat iconography.
Oh yes, the pre Golden Age religion of Disney. Yes.
Yeah, of Dazna.
Yeah, Dazna, my mistake, sorry.
As you do start to suck in on one of those rats, from what I've heard, it does sound like, ha ha! So, it does, that does make sense.
The mouse out in a strange ashtray formed of two smaller circles and one larger one, and he says, how can I help you?
Now, this place, Surplus Plus, do you sell fuel?
He takes another drag of the rat.
You mean the one he just put out?
Yeah, it's the second one.
Okay, he's spewing out.
Every person he smokes to says two on the go at once. This is canon. Yeah. I've established this, which is fine. For those of you listening at home, this is pre-recording law. So this is, I could say anything.
This is
just as confusing.
This is pre-Torah law.
Is
I'm just as confused as everyone else.
I forgot about
that.
So you didn't hear about that, did you?
Rat meme where you tink the rat.
You tink the glass. Yeah, this is a rat.
And I have, there is a law reason for it, which I've written to follow up with the meme, but I've never explained it. Because you missed that story thread and it's faded into dust. Sorry, what did you ask him for fuel?
Yeah.
Can do, he says.
Great, well, I'm in the business of buying.
I reckon he is able to produce, I think, maybe an extra day's worth of fuel.
I would like some more, please.
I'll check in the back room for you, hang on.
Excuse me.
He walks into the back room. He's gone
There's never anything in there.
Maybe a minute or so, and he emerges back out and goes, sorry, boss, we're fresh out.
All right. I'm going to be purchasing your lot of fuel, but are you aware of any place else in this pleasurable Domius where I can purchase Fulius, my man?
I appreciate the high gothic. I suppose... try asking at the dock, but that's mostly going to be used for the shuttles, which don't really stick around. It's pretty much Surplus Plus. I'll be honest, most people here don't drive because we don't have wide enough roads.
Aye. Well, in that case...
Is that why your Finderox apparently doesn't have a drive-thru?
Oh, it used to have a drive-thru.
What?!
Closed. Yeah, it was great. I used to do, like, the shuck shakes, but in, like, travel... Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, the Funnerock Madness.
I love those.
Wait. Are you saying that they have to-go cups of the Fudder Shakes here?
No. I'm saying they used to have to-go cups at the Fudder Shakes.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Because they could have a stupid menu item to scare Tora. They could have tater squats.
It's little, yeah.
Okay. You want a Futterux to be executed on this planet?
It's the only one. You can't take this away from the people.
It's the only place you can get anything fast food on this whole fucking planet is this Futterux.
Fucking tater squats. I hate you.
Tater squats. Yeah.
I love that, to be fair.
takes another drag of his rat and says, yeah, you could try the docks, but it's just me, I suppose.
How much are your low sticks? I want to buy 3 cases.
3 cases? Any particular variety, sir?
Do you have menthols?
Give me a second. And he goes up back and pulls out 3 cases of mentholum low sticks. Says, these will have to do. And he puts them on the counter.
Yeah, that'll do. They've got
pop thing. And he pulls out one of them with the filter and he pops it. It goes all minty.
Right, hey, can I try one of your rats, by the way?
No, he says.
No, the fuck you can't.
Bless you.
Do you want any more food? Oh, you have 40 food. I'll have some. What do you have? Any thing that'll last for ages, like ages, ages, ages? Otherwise,
he looks at the palette of ration packs. They'll last a while.
Yeah, MREs, jerky.
I'll take it all. Character, whatever we can fit into the truck.
I'm going to say you can probably fit maybe an extra day's worth in it. This thing is pretty fucking crammed. The amount of water that you're having to carry for 4 people in a Skitari in the desert, that's the majority of storage here. It's in these massive sort of gallon jugs.
Okay.
It's less about access. It's more about space.
Yes, exactly. Anything more, the cargo netting is going to be straining, and also it's going to become very unstable and difficult to drive.
Okay.
What if we filled you with water and used you as like a portable battery of water, as per se?
I'm a person.
Huh?
Yeah. No.
I thought you were a guardsman.
Actually, speaking of which, I got a question. Lothar's going to raise his hand. Have you sold any munitions to anybody recently other than us?
He turns around and he points at a sign on the wall that proudly says no background checks.
Says, oh, I thought that was your hiring practices.
No, okay. Well, that too. There's a reason it's just me here. as a matter of principle, we do not record.
We don't need to know their history, but he's asking if you sold to anyone.
Surely
you can remember if you had a customer.
War is my business, and business is good.
Yeah, and business is our business, and war is good. We're just here to find out if, you know, friend to friend, after we just made a bunch of these purchases. And you know what? Oh, look at this. A bit of money here with your name on it. Has there been any other recent purchases of things that may or may not be used for potentially lethal or non-lethal means? Mainly lethal.
I sold a couple of stub revolvers a few days ago.
Ambitious tribesmen.
Also, I'm not sure what you're getting at, but I don't think 100 tribesmen came.
Yeah. <to Prime Guns. laughs> They're in the changing room right now. Do you want me to get them?
No. However, out of character.
Yes.
It's we possible fight this that like his... one of the early Assassin's Creeds.
Find all the feathers. My thought process for this out of character is that like if other people were like purchasing and things like that, I'm wondering about like how he's getting all these supplies, for example, or like I don't know if the people who are trying to get some of this shit, it might not necessarily be off world. Maybe it's other shit that fell on the planet that these people are arming themselves with, which would be the next place we'd need to go. I thought this out.
Why don't you just fucking Rosette it? They already know us on this planet.
They might not necessarily know you're part of the Inquisition.
You know, I don't think they just know that
the last time people were asking about you three was when a Mechanicus warship was doing it. So,
right.
As
probably not a good idea
good
for us
in
to
this
flash
world,
it.
Tora, master of stealth, will have to be the one to do some investigating.
Okay.
Right. So go for it then. You have the floor against my better judgment.
Alright, this is more a personal question than anything else. My uncle owned a store very similar to this, of where people would come and sell things, and then he would give them a bit of money, but not enough, and then charge them exorbitant interest, and then take their things.
Yes.
Are you also a member of the International Pawn Federation?
Oh yeah, I love porn.
That's good.
What can I
that's
do good. You for?
I just... It's been so long since the mysterious fire that burnt down the shop. Can you do the bit where I bring you something that's clearly worth money, and then you go, hey, I don't know this, I have to get a guy in, and you get a guy in, and he looks at it, and then you lowball me?
I suppose so.
Alright. Hello, sir. I have this authentic Australia high fluoro vest.
Ooh.
This is money.
So what does this vest look like? So I think we described it was like the skin of like a massive frog.
Yeah, it's like a poison dart frog, except shaped into if you imagine a high fluoro vest worn by workers on the side of the road when they have lollipop sticks.
Yes.
It's like that. And it's got a little or like pull tab that makes it go from bright fluoro yellow to dark.
I picture the pull tab is like the frog's testicles that are still hung on to it.
Yes. Yes, that must be.
Yeah. He looks at it, kind of pulls the pull tab a few times and goes, well, I don't really know about this. I'm going to have to get an expert in. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm yeah, that sounds good.
I happen to be a biologist.
Oh, well, okay, friend of the person I'm going to buy this from, how much do you think this jacket's worth?
To be fair, friend is a strong word.
Oh.
I was as part of the act, Tara.
Oh, yeah, no, you're very good at being mean to me.
Well, listen, I'm just going to go out back and call a guy who'll know more about this. Give me a second. And he heads out back, leaving the jacket on the table. You hear a sort of muffled phone conversation with someone. You're not sure how big out back is, but it's clearly pretty empty. There's a lot of echoing going
on.
Can
I see if he actually keeps records or not?
What are you going to be checking?
His like register computer, whatever's up front.
Sure, give me a tech use test. I pictured like a mechadendrite whirring around and interfacing with the
yeah.
Can you do that with the Bidrone? Or was that the app we spoke about but didn't end up making?
I think we did speak about that. Yeah, you could use it to do tech use, but it's going to be at a -20 penalty because it's not used.
The point of that
tools.
Was to do it at a distance. I don't need to do it at a distance.
Yes. Yes.
I'm just double checking what I have the +10 from the mechadendrite.
Yeah, you've got all your equipment. So yes.
And I don't write a plus.
No, just the positive number.
Oh wow. My god!
Damn, that's amazing.
Nice.
You,
that's a spicy meatball.
You are able to say unequivocally, he does not keep records.
Damn it.
With a role that good, he was telling the truth.
Oh, he's a truthful liar. Son of a bitch.
Son of a fuck.
He's not a liar. He's telling the truth.
Yeah. The most this thing seems to have been used for in the past year is just counting up some change rather than actually anything much more permanent.
Yeah, so, yeah, Lothar, he doesn't keep tabs.
Damn it. I don't know why I thought he would. Alright, well, maybe he's got some kind of... Can you check and see something else there that's got, like, I don't know, the numbers for the folks he's contacting for, like, how he's getting all this stuff in?
I would assume he's not going to be in the back for very long.
You hear footsteps as he's coming back.
But that would be on his actual phone, not his computer here.
Oh, that's true.
I'm pretty sure I thoroughly inspected this computer.
You have thoroughly inspected this at the front, yeah. Yeah, he comes back and says, he'll be just here. And then he awkwardly waits a moment, and the doors behind you spring open. And there is Yurt.
Oh,
starts giving you all finger guns again.
Yeah.
He does a cheeky lap around the store in his wheelies and heads over to the counter.
Hey.
Well, what have we got here?
He looks at this. He sort of nods appraisingly. He makes a few kind of mumbling noises that you are pretty sure is just old man bumblings. He's not actually saying much. The surplus platter owner nods understandingly at this. He kind of breathes through his teeth a few times again. Well, he kind of looks at you all and realizes that money's really no object to you and kind of wonders why you're trying to pawn off your clothing. And he turns back to the surplus plus owner. He says,
well, Jeremy, this is, personally, I would say this is priceless.
My God. I always knew it cracks me up to see it. Falling on hard times. My mother fell over in the mines, and then my daughter fell over in the mines trying to get her, and then the mine fell over in the mines.
Listen, he said it's priceless. All right, I'll have a think.
Anyway, well, I'll see you all later. Have a good trip, he says, and he.
Bye, Go-Gurt.
Farewell, Bora.
He says as he slides out of the store. Again.
Oh, it's nice to see him again.
One of the DVDs that we have on the Ipcrest.
You've got a few DVDs, yeah. Yeah, he kind of has that awkward moment where he's like, listen, you've got to understand, I've got to turn a profit with this, so 300 thrones.
I'll pass. But thank you for helping me relive part of my youth.
No worries, you folk take care now. And he tosses you back the vest.
Throw me a kiss.
Oh, before you go, are you going to pay for all this shit that you've purchased as well? I should have mentioned that.
Did you take contactless?
No, this is about 200 thrones worth. We don't do contactless for that. It's only up to 30.
Okay.
I've spoken to Boss Man about being extended, but he absolutely unequivocally says, no, not happening.
Okay, where's my tipping pin?
Your tipping pin? He spins around the Mars pattern standard card machine to you.
I put in my tipping pin and I type it in.
What is Orfamio's pin number? Just between you and me.
Between us, it's
1300-6-6-6.
Is 0666. He doesn't look at your pin number because that's really rude. But yeah, congratulations, the payment goes through. Yeah, he says, well, lads, you take care now.
And you, brave shopkeep.
Why did you say it like that?
Sorry, my voice box is a bit faulty sometimes.
All right, I didn't want to. Yeah, fair enough. Anyway,
don't make fun of my speech impediment.
I'm not. I used to be a singer until I started smoking mice, and now look at me.
I reached into my jacket. I reached into my jacket. I'm off him with my rats.
No, thank you. I'm trying to quit. He says.
Ah, that explains your mice.
Yeah, I'm moving on to shrews next year. My GP recommends gradually restricting my level of rodent intake.
Oh yeah, our one of the medics on base was talking about trying to get a shrew patch for everybody.
Fucking wriggly little cunts, but you know, it's a It's worth it, I think.
It's really hard to get them to stick, especially if you got a lot of body hair.
Yeah.
I wonder how you smoke a ferret.
well, it takes
a while.
Not in this household. You know, I stay away from that kind of shit.
That's a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a,
get the fuck out of here.
It's a little rich for my blood.
But yeah, that's surplus plus. You've got an extra day's worth of fuel, an extra day's worth of food. What would you like to do in the pleasure dome?
Have a big meal before we go on our journey.
Sure. Well, there's
a... Apparently tell the delectors after menu, so
yeah.
It looks like we're going to your favourite Fuddersbrucks in the Fuddersbrock world.
You roll into Fuddersbrucks.
There's other places, too.
Nope.
No, there really isn't.
Is Violet Delight?
I can tell you. It's a little bit more like a cafe kind of. It was really nice, actually.
Yeah,
I remember
good.
I was watching, but you know, it was really good. I was able to see
I don't remember.
Quintus.
right. I was able to see Quintus get his shit kicked in the street.
That is true. Yeah.
In Quintus's defense, it was 6v1.
That was really funny, though. Just you and his wife at the cafe, just seeing him getting absolutely wailed on by Arnold.
I'm sitting there,
I think I want to see Orfamil go back there, and like the Darth Vader scene, he just opens the door, and he's back.
He's got the eviscerator in his hand.
Eviscerator, yeah.
He's got no face.
No face.
You head over to the Order Zenos' favourite burger joint, Fuddersbrock's Burger Shack. It is miserable and dirty inside, a garish blue and yellow, but God, you love it.
I've missed this.
Behind the counter, maybe a 16-year-old spotty male is there, next to the burger tour, who is ready to serve your burgers. Goes, hello, welcome to Fuddersbrock's Burger Shack, how can I help?
What is the colouring in for this week?
Can you all not talk at once, please? I've got the headset on, and it really limits my hearing.
Why are you wearing a headset if there's no drive-thru, huh? Where is that goddamn drive-thru?
He hangs his head. Says, oh, yeah, well, it's unfortunately, it's a company policy from Mr. Ruck himself.
Are you fucking my ass right now, kid?
I'm not fucking your ass, sir. Can I interest you in a shuck shake?
Could you?
Yeah. What would you like?
I'll
take a shuck shake.
What flavour?
Cookies and cream with berries on top.
We're all out of berries. Is that okay?
Do you have raspberries?
Yeah.
I have raspberries on top.
All right.
He's a big lad who loves berries and cream.
I thought this was going to be that fucking stupid existential joke. Like a man goes to a cafe. Waitress says, "Would you like a coffee? What can I get you?" Man says, "I'll have a coffee with no cream." And the waitress goes back and comes back and says, "Oh, look, I'm really sorry. We're out of cream. Can I give you a coffee with no milk instead?"
I believe that went over everyone's head all at the same time.
Cream and milk are different, I think.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. Selvig, like, never mind.
Never mind. It's too highbrow for this podcast.
I'm
he gets you your...
Ian and Lothar, who's my stupid.
Ears, my ears,
your very
my
Sunday, ears. Sunday quality jokes only, please.
Yes. and what can Fuddersbrock do for the rest of you fine people? He says, gesturing to the scribbled menu above his head.
Excuse
me, you're not done yet?
Oh, sorry, sir.
As well as my shuck steak, could I have a shuck steak? And can I make it a shucktastic meal, please? And then on top of that, I'll have a number 30 with number 4, and I'll have a number 6 and number 7, followed up by, do you still do the shuck cakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have two shuck cakes to go with it at the end, please.
Okay, what size, Goliath, Gargan, or Big?
I'll make it a shucky.
Oh, we stopped doing shucky last year, I'm afraid.
Okay. What's the closest to a shucky?
Probably a big.
Oh, I'll have a big, please.
Yeah, okay. Do that one then.
Thanks very much.
No worries. You see the burger tours in the back suddenly start whirring through your family size order. the rest of you, how can I help you?
What is the toy in this week's meal?
He looks down and says,
It's a tiny, tiny Lehman Russ tank. It's got two movable sponsons.
Done. I would like... could I have a kid's meal, but could you change the Uncle Ruckus miniature non-hamburger to a Big Mike?
I'll see if we'll have to do that from Frozen. Is that okay?
Could you fuck up the defrost so it's just a little bit crunchy in the middle?
Yeah, I'll see what the burger tools can do.
Yeah. This is how we fucking do it.
How can I help the rest of you?
I'll take a recaf, two eggs, and some tater squats.
Oh, buddy. Correct. perfect. And anything for you, sir?
The boy says, looking at you, Lothar.
I'm just hoping to grab, I guess, the 2-for-1 deal you have for the futteroni pie, the hand pies there.
Yeah. So two futteroni and pies.
Yep, the 2 futteroni hand pies, and I guess a big recaf.
Is that with cream or with milk?
With neither, and I'll be happy about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we should be able to do that. Okay,
you have to have one of them.
if you all want to take a seat over there, and he gestures to one of the many empty booths and says, "Oh, we'll be right with you."
Okay, Lothar's gotta go sit down and try to get the window seat.
I'll sit down and I'll get the other window seat.
Perfect. You guys get the window seat. BGC taps. You immediately on the shoulder. Can you order for me, he says.
Oh, I didn't know that he doesn't eat, does he?
He wants to belong.
I can't remember how he...
Do not leave me out!
So he is... The only way you've seen him eat is with nutrient paste that he puts in through a slit in his chest piece.
The last time we saw him try to drink a shake, he shoved it into his eye holes, and it sparked and stuff like that, and then he was just making happy robot noises.
You order a Shuck Shake strawberry for Servant of the Omnissiah BGC. And eventually, yeah, it's all brought over.
Yeah, what is this boy, like, there's just this giant metal, like, soldier in here this time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
BGC wasn't... Oh, it was BGC...
No, he wasn't there.
No, he came down. He was on the Ipcrest. Yeah. Yes, you're right. your food is brought over. You pay, and you are alone in Federuck's Burger Shack to, I assume, discuss your plans for what to do.
We're gonna drive.
I'm glad we figured that out. Yeah. You're driving, right?
Oh, we're taking turns.
I mean, I have the skill to drive, yes. I don't know about anyone else.
I've driven things before.
I've ridden in things before.
Doesn't mean you know what you're doing, though.
I've driven things before.
Got him!
last time I remember, I was in the driver's seat of that submarine.
That's true.
Yeah, because you weren't available.
No, I was driving it from the get-go.
He was. So what is the plan then? As you've now spent a good hour talking about fast food and smoking rats.
I mean, that makes the most sense to go back to the oasis we left last time and see what the deal is there.
Well, the dealio is Coolio.
It's also the closest place anyway.
Yeah. So basically, you can't skip places. You have to go via them, basically, to represent coming nearby. That might seem a bit of an abstraction. Let me put it back to the map just to demonstrate. Say, for instance, you wanted to go straight from the Pleasure Dome to, I don't know, Sundered Crossing. You would have to go to the Oasis first. That represents going to...
What about
to
the Spire?
The Spire, you will have to go to either Hermit's Cave or the Oasis first.
This is how, you move in Baldur's Gate, so I'm very familiar with this.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Moving point to point, basically.
So that's kind of, we should go to the Oasis, you know, see what we can discover there, and then go to the Spire is what I was thinking.
Get a good lay for the land, and it'll give us an idea of where they're at, until, ideally, if we're able to spot anything.
So that would take 2 days travel to go out to the Oasis, camp there, and then go sighting Spire, camp there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sounds like a plan. On our way, then we can see what we can kind of get from the Oasis and if there's anything at the Sighting Spire.
Awesome.
Definitely water and what have you for everything else.
Lovely.
Okay.
Perfect. So, in that case then, let's fast forward to you guys. You're in the Taurus and you are about to barrel out of the... Let's say it's late morning by now. It's like maybe 11 o'clock. And... You thunder out of the catacombs and into the heat of the desert, a cloud of red-hued sand kicking off behind it. It handles like a dream, the vehicle suspension weaving it nimbly across the desert sands. So, two things. I want to know who's driving. I take it Amelia. Where is everyone else sitting? So there's a passenger seat and then seats in the back. So basically, who's riding shotgun?
I don't mind.
Cool. That was easy. Could I get an operate surface test, please, Amelia? And this is going to be seeing how you can drive.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Wow.
That's a 60. Oh, sorry, that's a skill is 60. Target dice was 30.
Trot's on a roll today.
He's on a bloody roll 20.
Oh, see, well, you were buying all your fancy feats, I was just upping my stats.
I studied the dice.
I thought, yeah, but see, you were studying Blade, were you?
Trot,
I was studying my data sheets.
Trot, could you do roll D100 for me?
Well, feels like my mouse is going way too fast.
Pray to the machine spirit.
demon.
That is a 57 and 5 degrees of success. Okay. 77. Okay. Give me uno secondo.
The wound appears to be in your leg.
Okay. As you drive on your way to the Oasis, you hear a sudden thud as if you've just run over something solid in the middle of the soft desert. Looking back, there is a black rectangular object, mostly buried by the sand, your tire tracks running right over it. Would you like to investigate it? Now, pretty much all of these, with the exception of some of the negative ones, is going to be a something that you can investigate if you want to.
Not a waste of time.
Generally, no.
Unless it's bad.
Unless it's bad, in which case it's unavoidable.
Right.
So, yes. Up to you, though.
It's all black box.
It seems to be a black box, maybe about 4 feet long. That's all you can really see, because you've driven over it and then stopped and looked back. It's still quite
far. Yeah, so I guess it's like seeing it through the mirror or something.
Yeah, you were just the mirror.
Sure, like, hey, we hit something back there. Looks like a black box.
Hmm. Almost knocked us out of the seats back here.
Yeah, the reason you realized it is because instead of it being the soft foot, it was suddenly a da-dum as the wheels rolled over it on the side you were on, Lothar. Who would like to investigate the box?
I'll investigate.
Cool. Looking closer, you brush the sand away and you can see a stamped Imperial Aquila and the words 12th Vresh stenciled across it. It appears to be a storage box, around 4 feet long and 2 feet wide, with two heavy clasps securing it shut. Would you like to open it?
Yes.
Well, clearly it's going to have Resch's lager in it, so...
It is an old ammunition box. It contains one flame ammunition, a lasgun power pack, 6 stub revolver bullets, and 2 frag grenades.
Oh, yeah.
I take all of it.
It's okay.
Well, I say I take all of it. I put it into the fucking, what's it called again? Taurus. Because
well,
I know for a fact other people...
as well.
Bullets into... this... 12th Vresh. V-R-E-S-H, yeah.
That's got bargaining power, potentially.
The chest itself? Yeah, it might.
Lovely. So, just as evening is falling, the heat of the desert is slowly starting to fade here. Just as evening is falling, you find yourself wheeling up towards the Oasis. this place is not how you left it. There are circling vultures overhead of it. The previously colourful myriad of tents that were here are gone, with only scraps of cloth blowing in the desert wind. As you pick through the site, all you have left here are skeletons.
Seeing the destruction or whatever.
Okay.
Amelia was going to head to the psychic's tent there.
Okay. The psychic's tent appears to be a smouldering ruin. You can just see very little there. It is literally just scraps of twigs that are still charred but extinguished. There is a skeleton there without a head.
Huh.
As you look across to the small mound,
a headless skeleton, you see.
Yeah. As you look across the oasis to the mound where the escape pod was, you see that the escape pod is missing.
Well, that's not good.
Are there any drag marks in the sand?
You cannot see any drag marks in the sand. There was also the
that's a great name for a band.
Drag marks in the sand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking to the southwest where the battle with the Skitarii happened, where you made the mound of Skitarii corpses and burned them, if you remember, is charred and kind of picked clean of biological matter that remained after the fire. You think, see evidence of looting. There are missing body parts and weapon parts of the weapons are missing. It looks like a few stocks have been sawn off and left behind, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's really not good.
Could be worse.
Nope. I mean, if they've got the same thing that BGZ has, we might be in for a lot more hurt than we thought.
Yeah, but they're going to give themselves cancer. This is going to resolve itself, all things considered.
Yeah, it sounds like we don't need to be here, do we?
Just take time off.
I am curious to poke around the remains of the tent there. Like, I'm curious... On the off chance that, you know, one in a million, like, is the locket still around gave to her?
The locket with the leaf.
It was a glass, like, locket or whatever. It would survive fire, I think.
Roll and...
Roll a fuck you.
Roll unless awareness. They took it or... Roll an awareness minus 20 test for me.
Can Tora assist?
How is Tora assisting?
By helping him look.
Yeah, I guess you can be told what it looks like.
Cool. You just see me looking and then I'll start looking.
Yeah. I'll give you a plus 10, only a minus 10 with the eager eyes of Tora helping you poke around in the dust.
Oh my god. Wow. Nicely done.
Good job.
You find the chain the locket was on, but not the locket.
I'll still take it.
Yeah. It's a well-made Martian chain. It is a reminder of home.
Well,
so
we might want
to. What would you guys like to do?
I think Lothar's going to try and at the very least set up camp and like, also setting up like early warning stuff in the sand if possible.
Yeah, I'll be setting up tent with Lothar.
Give me okay. Or Famuel, give me a survival roll to set up your tents, and Lothar, give me a security roll to set up some traps. What sort of traps are you setting up here?
Could I make a case that it's for survival? And basically, just noisemakers. So empty tins and stuff like that, like I did before.
I think... No. Survival is more...
Is this agility, perception, or intelligence?
To set up a tent, I think that's going to be agility.
Okie dokie.
So that is a... That is a phenomenal roll.
I made it.
I'll fate that. I'll fate
why
that.
Is your security a 5?
Because, you know why? Because I have been assuming, very incorrectly for a very long time, very nicely done, assuming incorrectly that making traps and stuff like that was going to be survival. Not true. Security. Mm-hmm. So I have nothing in security, which I probably should change. Also, that's based off of my intelligence. It's not based off of like perception or agility for me.
So, let's see. So, I've just updated the supplies. You now have, assuming that you're going to camp here for tonight and what you drank on your journey here, you've got three days worth.
It is like coming up to night time, isn't it?
It is. I'd say it's like 6 p.m. I can say you've got 3 days worth of water here. You could probably restock at the Oasis, bringing it up to four. You've got 4 days worth of food, 4 days worth of fuel. So I'm going to put your water up to four if you're going to fill up from the Oasis, I assume.
Yeah, I would think so. Perfect.
With also filtering, yeah.
Yes, of course. If I give you guys dysentery and you will die.
Do I filter automatically? Do you have like an automatic filter?
you and Lothar have a bonus against gas attacks, is how I've been running this. I think, Lothar, you're able to successfully set up some noisemakers using some of the debris. You're able to do it in such a way that it's disguised very well as just parts of the wreckage, but they're very well-made noisemakers. These tents are sort of standard Imperial Guard hot weather tents. They are kind of bell-shaped, just to try and keep the heat in at night, and with flaps that you can open to loosen them during the day to kind of let the air flow a bit better. They are not comfortable, but they will do. You each have like a little sleeping kit as well. Yeah. What would you guys like to do? You've set up a lovely camp. It's about, say, 7 p.m.
I'll cook.
Perfect. These ration packs, it is sort of dried food stuff. It's sort of boiling a bag of meals, and I think tonight's meal is a tuna puttanesca, which you're all...
boiled.
Puttanesca.
A boiled puttanesca.
Yeah. Well, no, it's boiling a bag, so like you just heat it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a sort of an Italian spaghetti dish from Old Earth. Hey, it's pretty fucking good, but that's a survival roll as well. You're a good cook, Ophamia.
Nice. Yeah. I know.
So I take it you've set up the cooking stove then in order to do this.
No. I turned the heat on my mouth.
Oh, sorry, you just breathe really hard.
I plugged so like a radiator. There's like an exhausting at the back. I just put a bit of paper over it. I got a really, really hot mouth. I put some water in it.
Regardless of how you do it, you're able to heat up these meals, and you all enjoy a hearty, refreshing meal at the end of a long day of traveling. Who would like to take first watch? Or you could just leave BGZ to do it, I guess, technically.
Wait, does BGZ have to sleep ever?
But mostly he kind of banks all his sleep and then goes to the Ipcress and recharges his, batteries.
Then let's make him
if you remember, when the Rangers were chasing you across this desert for 3 days, he said one of the main things that you need to sleep and Rangers do not. Now, he's not a Ranger, but he still operates under the same procedures, really.
But he might be able to stay up for us then, potentially, if we want to do that.
BGZ raises his hand and decides to stand up. He is not subtle in his guarding. He's pretty much standing static by your circle of tents. His eyes peeled for the horizon. You all settle in for a fairly restful night's sleep. However, I think BGZ lets out a shrill binaric bleep, which awakens you all. As you stick your heads out of your tent, he gestures to the north. Along the horizon...
I look to the south because I'm confused.
You see nothing, just the desert at night. In the north, lit by the moon, is, well, fire. You see fire. The horizon is burning up there. It doesn't seem to be
like just over the horizon, but we don't actually see it, do we?
No, you can see basically a plume of smoke in the moonlight and a bright orange fire.
I'm going to grab my scope and look through to see what I can see.
I'm going to cut my hand over my eyes and increase my vision.
Lothar, give me a perception roll. I think plus 20 using the magnoculars.
What about Tora?
Oops.
Tora, give me it without the... Plus 20.
There we go. God damn.
Okay,
that's really good.
The zoom level on the magnoculars is good. You can't see this. This is miles and miles and miles away. However, looking closer, I think you can see... Clearly, you can see Sundered Crossing to the north, which is a large sort of arc-shaped ruin. Looks like some kind of bridge or something. Across that, you can see there is a recession in the ground there, the terrain seems to dip and then rises up quite a few miles on the other side of it. The other side of that bank is on fire.
Vredeem.
It does appear to be the settlement of Vredeem, although you cannot see it clearly. This is literally a speck.
Well, do you guys want the good news or the bad news?
Bad news.
Vredeem's on fire. Good news is, I think I know where they're at.
Is it not that way?
Something tells me it's definitely that way.
But what if that's just what they wanted us to think?
That could be the case, too. That being said, if I was going to raid something, I'd probably choose the middle of the night, too. Question is why, though?
Question is, do you anything about it now, or do you wait till morning?
That is at question. Least 2 days' travel away.
Oh, 2 days' travel away? Okay, never. Then yeah. Maybe we won't do anything about it now.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess just keep track of it.
Well, that's going to pull out the little map we got as well.
Some of us can still rest and get some rest, and we can rotate shifts of driving.
Yeah, but are we in a big rush to get to them in 2 days' time, or should we just keep stalking them for a bit longer?
Well, we can't stalk them if we don't have a lead.
Well, we have a lead now.
I know, but if we don't go, we'll lose the lead.
Oh, well, Amelia, are you okay to drive again?
For now. And we've had some rest.
You've had, I'd say, probably about 4 hours sleep.
If we move right now on the Taurus, though, they might be able to see us moving. This thing kicks up a lot of sand.
Is that a bad thing if you know we're coming?
It's nighttime, the desert is quiet, and you know there is at least 100 of them.
I think we get overwhelmed pretty quickly.
What if we turn the headlights off?
Oh yeah, that'll be fine.
Thanks for drawing the fire on Vredeem. a little Pokemon hand on it.
Lovely.
Gave him more time on Vredeem than drawing shit on his maps.
What's the moon/moons like right now for this planet? Full moon? Half moon?
I think it's a waning crescent.
Great. Not bad. Let me just consult my astrology chart.
Well, yeah. it more I interpret it as a waxing gibbous more than anything else.
You're a waxing gibbous. First off, waning gibbous. Second,
sounds like a monkey.
No. What's the opposite of waning?
Waxing, which means growing.
I know. So a waxing gibbous,
right?
It's still a moon.
No, God. You know what? That's a good point. It's a Studio Ghibli, is what the.
yes, true Italian. The old original Latin.
I hate you.
Your knowledge of this planet's astrological systems is very limited, but that does appear to be what the moon looks like right now.
That's fine. I just want to know how illuminated things are in the middle of the desert.
Not particularly. Like okay. The most noticeable thing is that there is this orange dot on the horizon, basically.
Okay.
But it is dark outside of your little campsite.
If we were going to make a move, it might be a good idea not to go to Vredeem, but probably like Amelia was saying, I'm going to jerk a shoulder or jerk a thumb over my shoulder. And I'm going to jerk a shoulder.
I'd jerk you off whenever you want, bud.
I know that you would. But to go to the sighting spire to kind of track their movements, something tells me that they're probably going to be hitting other hunting grounds and oases around here.
If we try to get to Vredeem right now, it's still 2 days' travel. They'll have moved. I doubt they'll stay there for 2 days.
Agreed. Precisely what I'm saying, we should go to the sighting spire. Maybe make it a little bit sooner. That way we can track their movements a little easier and we'll waste less fuel on the way. Anyway, that's my thought on it. I don't know what we want to do.
Yeah, I don't think we need to rush straight at them right now.
What if we went up and at them?
Hey.
I mean, going to the spire is basically that.
Well, it's going to the side and at them. We're not cutting them off. We're trying to observe, and we might be able to get set up night and then potentially sleep during the day so we can track them a little easier.
So I'll say if you want to go out towards Vredeem, you either have to go via Ishwala Hunting Grounds, Sundered Crossing, or Depths of Diam. You cannot go just along the riverbed. It's too far of a distance. but Sighting Spire sounds like a good idea to me. Yeah. So are you leaving now in like, what, it's like 2 a.m. or are you going to wait until break?
Well, how
might
about
as well
it?
Wait until tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll wait.
I think I'm going to maintain a watch then in the meantime.
Okay, with BGC?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be specifically keeping my scope towards Vredim to track and see if I can see other movement bits and bobs.
With the magnification on your scope, you do not see anything else from Vredim other than the fire appears to be growing.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
Boys, what is Vredius?
What was cloud gaming?
You guys are talking about a Vredius and it's on fire. What's the go?
Vredium is on fire.
Vredium is on fire. I just had a heart attack. No, not Vredius. Vredius is
What is Vredium?
It's a city, I believe.
It looks like a little hamlet or town or something like that up there.
Oh, okay. Were you guys there before?
I don't
can't
think
say
so.
We were.
This is the furthest you were in the.
How have we never talked about Vredius before?
I think no. Tor has met Vredius.
He met him briefly in the Astropath, but he was.
But also Tora was part of the rescue squad, and then we got back to the ship, and he was quietly escorted away.
Yes. Yeah. So you know who Vredius is. Hmm. Yeah. So we would have talked about him, but just not a lot.
Yeah, just Tora saying names right is.
Oh, yeah.
Part of my culture.
My culture. All right. So, well, I'll keep watch. I'll let you know if there's any movement.
It's fuck all movement this morning. So, where would you like to go now? So, Sighting Spire? In that case, could I get another driving test, please, from you, Amelia? To operate surface? Okay.
Ooh.
Could I get a D100, please? Okay.
Great 50.
Mm-hmm.
50 demons.
50 demons. Mm-hmm, what? One. cool, okay. So, as you drive on your way, there's no demons. Well done, Alfheimer, with that demonology roll. As you drive towards Sighting Spire, you see a small mound of rocks set within the shadow of one of the dunes. A tiny, tiny blue flag is tied to the top of the stone, which catches your eye. Would you like to investigate?
Yes.
Of course.
Perfect. You pull up. Looking closer between the stones, you realise there are dried meats wrapped in hides alongside flasks of water.
My first thought is, where tracks? Like...
Okay, give me a survival roll.
I might be able to help here, too.
Yeah.
You
can do a survival roll if you
want.
There
is survival.
I do. And I'm going to use perception instead of
agility. I'm
going to
mention, I'm just mentioning, oh,
man,
where's the owner?
Oop.
How the fuck?
So,
Jesus
Christ. Amelia passed. Amelia.
Damn.
Other than the, as it sounds around you, you can see no tracks other than your own. No one appears to have been here for quite some time.
I'm a little sleep deprived. It's been a while since I've had to stay up like that.
Yeah, well, I wonder the significance of the blue cloth, if there's any, I doubt I would know any local things about that, or is there a way I could check, maybe?
I don't think you've got lore of this planet, what that blue flag represents.
But if it seems like no one's been here for some while, then we might as well not let it go to waste.
Cool. What would you like to do?
Take this offering and thank the Emperor over the Omnissiah.
You lift up the top stone, and you reveal basically a hidden cache of food, alongside some flasks of water. You also hear a faint metallic click.
Oh, damn it.
Tied to the underside of the flag with a stone, there is a standard issue Imperial frag grenade, the pin now pulled by removing it.
Bora would like to kick it.
You want to kick the stone?
No, not the stone. So wait, so like the stone is attached to the pin of the grenade. Is the grenade sitting there?
The pin has been pulled on the grenade by removing it from this.
Yeah, but the grenade is in the cache, or the grenade is on the rock?
On the stone. It's been tied onto the stone.
Tor would like to ultimate frisbee the stone away.
Okay, give me a strength roll. To fucking yeet this thing as you tear it out of Amelia's hands.
Right, Lothar is going to take cover behind the Tauros. In the opposite direction of wherever you're winging
this thing. Tora the past little bit has experience in accidentally setting off his own grenades. So...
Give me the strength roll.
It's just strength plus my unnatural. So, 55? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I fate to reroll that.
Okay, reroll that.
Oh, this is scary. Oh, fuck off. Oh, you got
god.
That.
Oh my god. So you've got an effective strength of 55 with your unnatural, and that was a dice roll of 54. Tora, what does this look like?
It's like... Tora, like... So Amelia's gone, like, picked it up, and he hears, like, the clink, and it's the same clink it makes, like, any time he would, like... attempt to use the bathroom incorrectly with all of like the grenades and stuff scattered about the place in his house. And it's like in one mode, like Tora like runs over, pushes Amelia with one hand, grabbing the stone disc with the other. And he uses the momentum from like charging over to like spin like a discus guy.
Yep.
And he's like, wah, wah, and then wah, and let loose, and chuck it as far as he can.
I think you yeet it straight into Lothar. No, you yeet it.
Yeah!
Got him. We did it, boys. You throw it, and I think it tosses over the dune that this is set into, and you hear the explosion on the other side of it, the sand at the top of it getting blasted down towards you in a heap. However, it has detonated safely, albeit noisily, away from you. Cache is now yours.
Amelia's kind
of just like shocked, like, but thankful. I'm also curious if you could just roll. I want to know how much damage I would have done.
Oh, okay, that's a fun question.
Because I also have like the armor all over my body and all that. I don't know how that works.
I think I've got a frag grenade at my profile.
Yeah, do you just want to do damage for a frag grenade, please, for me, Chris?
Well, I mean, I have.
Can
that
do.
As well.
Well, you can. Oh, do you do. Then. All right, then do it. Fine.
Damage?
Yeah.
Oh, my... That's a crack grenade.
That's
do a frag grenade.
Thank God it wasn't that.
Oh, my fucking God. That would have killed you.
There's no anti-tank grenade on this, don't worry.
Huh.
10 explosive damage, all protected by armor, but still...
I've got 5 everywhere and 4 for the head, so...
But that would have seriously wounded both you and Tora.
And I've got 13 health.
Yeah. So that
God.
That would have been quite the oof.
Well, I was just curious because I know I get like a sort of natural toughness as well as a tech.
Yes, with your bionics. But yeah, Tora's not saved your life, but saved potentially you losing another leg.
No problem.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to add on 1 extra food and 1 extra water. So,
are you guys all right?
I'll have you know, I am. The prison planet. I'm Strayer's number one ultimate frisbee champion. This is just another day, another dollar.
We always play it with grenades.
Yeah. This is. We play prison rules ultimate frisbee. we call it a chumbawamba, all things considered, but I can see what you mean.
BGZ seems to be frantically taking notes down in the forest for potentially a new thing to try in the gym. Yeah. That was fantastic. You get all the way to Sighting Spire without any more explosive incidents. So, the Sighting Spire, this is a large hollowed obelisk. It is tall. It is probably about 100 metres up. It is the tallest thing in this area of the desert. From looking at it, it does not have any designs on the outside, but you think there are some kind of slits in the top of it going horizontally near where it starts to narrow. Ahead of you, there is a sign amongst these scattered boulders that are nearby. All that's left of it is the word Vresh and then the number 1. and there is a skull underneath of it.
Another what?
Sorry, a skull. So it says Vresh 1, the rest of the sign is cut off, and then it just has most of a skull.
Can I do an Imperial Guard roll, common knowledge, to see if I would recognize what this is supposed to be?
Yeah. Let's see. Give me a common law Imperial Guard. I'm going to say, given Lothar's position within the Imperial Guard, I'm going to give you a plus 20 on this one.
Okay. All right. You ready to see me fail it?
Oh, you passed.
Oh, I know it.
Lothar, this is a minefield.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So, BGG, the most important thing when
everybody
playing
stop.
Chumbawamba is diving into the sand. Are you ready with me? Three,
No. Stop. We're in a minefield over here.
What, like emotionally or?
Honestly, some days, yes. No, a literal minefield.
Oh.
This is supposed to be how the sappers are supposed to set this up. Now,
and this
why
is
it's
your field.
Well,
it's
yes and
my
no.
Field.
But where's my field if this is your field?
I you know Camellia, what, honestly, I don't know why I stopped
Lothar
you jumping.
Get his own field?
There are some days.
It's like, he understands completely the stupidity and the logic. But it just facepalms.
I have no idea why they would have set this up here, though. It's literally in the middle of the desert. There's something either really important with that obelisk, or it's something important to somebody else with this obelisk.
Are there any rocks nearby?
Yeah, there's these boulders that are around.
Like boulder. Okay, so can I get some rocks off the boulders and throw them into the minefield area?
I think that's a... You know what? Actually, that might set off a couple of them, but... It might also destroy other things that might be here too. There might be other people here, or
you might.
I don't
know. You think there's other people
here? Who
knows
here? How to defuse a bomb?
Technically.
Oh god, that's right.
Not it.
You give me a stick, and I can see what I can do.
I kind of almost want to. Tell you what,
you
I almost hate to say this.
That surrounds you.
Oh god, when did that get there? You would have think that we would have seen that coming up here.
There's something sneaky going on.
Farah, I hate to say this, but I think you and I need to work together to defuse the mines.
Oh, I've been waiting for this day.
I hate that I had to say that out loud.
Is there any visual or any sensory thing that I have that can help here?
I don't think so. There's nothing that's heat based here. They're cold.
Mines. Yeah, I have the heat, and then what is it? I have like a sonar of sorts, but it's not as a described light sonar.
No, it that's more for like you can recognize a room. I think you would struggle to detect these here. Sonar works best in enclosed environments or underwater. This is neither. Quite the opposite of underwater. It's very absent of water.
We should have brought the entire oasis over here and flooded it, and then we could have used sonar to get rid of the mines. Damn it. All right. I hate this. Okay. Cora, do you want to start taking that side over there, and I'll take this side over here, and we'll try and sweep through? There's got to be a path through the middle of this. They typically, I hope, at least what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to set these up in a way where we can walk through it, but other people can't, because then they'll blow up and we won't.
Well, then Tora will do the sand snake shimmy, like that movie in Holland, I think, with those like German children like being minesweepers with sticks.
Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one.
I'm trying to think what role this would be to detect mines. I think probably
revival with perception, perhaps?
I think awareness perception. Shit. More so.
Alright, that's fair. Alright.
I will permit Lothar to use anything else for awareness for this, with the exception of maybe fellowship, because unless you get the good vibes from the mines. I think Lothar using your knowledge of I think both are set up a few minefields, probably not as extensive as potentially this is, but
right.
has absolutely been in some as well. So I'll bet you to use intelligence if you wish. But yeah, awareness, perception, or intelligence.
Okay.
I hope you guys don't fuck this one up.
Oh, good. I fucked it up. Okay. I'm fading that because that's... no way.
I'm just opening my sheet.
Okay.
Awareness. No pluses,
this is
gonna
be a bad day for me.
No pluses. Wow.
Fuck that off. Is a critical success.
Tora, I think you were able to navigate, whether through the Emperor smiling on you or something else.
Rhythm and you won't attract the bomb.
There's no rhythm to Tora's steps right now, but you're able to navigate a, let's say, unorthodox path through the altars. You're able to reach basically up against this obelisk. Lothar, as you were searching for what you think is one mine, you look down and your heavy combat boot has stood on something underneath the sand. It has clicked. It has not detonated.
Okay, I guess I'm just going to have to stand here forever.
Okay. Hold on a minute. What we're going to do is this. I'm going to cut your leg off at the knee and we'll keep that pressed down.
What?
Huh? Okay.
I'm way over here on the... What?
What we're going to do is this.
Tora would like to go to assist.
Okay.
Lothar.
Please, for the love of the Emperor, don't run through the rest.
I'm going to say, given the path that you've got, I reckon the rest of you and BGZ can go up to where Lothar is currently, if you wish.
Is this going to be a tech use?
Sure, depends what you do.
Well, right. Could we not, at the very least, sort of...
Yeah, so I say this. Tora's gonna dig out around the side of the mine, and then like keep the pressure on top, alongside Lothar's foot to
You're gonna dig the soft sand surrounding this landmine.
Yes. You never watched the documentary about defusing landmines in Cambodia?
What's the soil like in Cambodia?
Pretty shitty
sand.
Okay.
But also, like, I'm literally, this is like shot for shot landmine. If this movie I'm talking about, landmine.
This is real. This
children.
Movie. Everyone, Google children defusing landmines.
Land of Mine, Danish-German historical drama war film by Martin Zalvit. It's inspired by. It's still the story of German prisoners of war forced to clear landmines in Denmark after World War II.
What's Cambodia?
It's estimated that over 2,000 German soldiers, including numerous teenagers under the command of German officers, but against the German command, removed mines, nearly half of them either being killed or wounded.
Well, those are good odds for you,
The whole movie is them effectively clearing sections of beach with sticks in their hands.
Let's see what role this would be for Tora. Hey, Tora. We've never used it for its actual purpose, I think this is going to be the best fucking sleight of hand roll of your life.
Ooh. I've used it for... I stole Lane's iPad.
You stole Lane's iPad and the business cards back off of...
I use a fate to pass. Right?
That goes from 55 to 45.
Oh, no, that doesn't pass it. Sorry,
use
I just saw one.
Use a fate to re-roll.
Yeah.
All right. Oh god, this is so bad that everybody's around me.
Yeah, who's currently around?
Well,
I'm just asking for no reason.
Are we helping? We're just watching, going, huh? Hope this works.
I'm watching this. I've not done anything to help.
I just put that cig.
I'm having a rat right now. In front of
I'm having a rat.
Because what
not...
I was thinking is
no.
Okay.
Oh,
well, I guess
no.
we'll see what happens now.
I'm gonna lose my fucking legs. Is what I'm gonna do.
Tora, I think as you, as you dig around this, as subtly as you can, I think that it tumbles momentarily. I'm gonna say, I need an agility roll from Tora and from Lothar right the fuck now.
Okay.
That's a one.
I'm gonna die. There it is.
Oh my god.
I jam as a human
before,
being.
Before you say
can you not...
can I mitigate Lothar's bad role by sacrificing my good role and we both take less damage?
Okay, as in you basically have the opportunity to dive out the way, but you instead dive into Lothar and away from the mine.
Yeah, so like clearly it's gonna do like damage to the both of us, but it rather than it being me not take it and Lothar takes a shitload.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I'm gonna roll some damage now.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not nearly as bad as it. I can't believe BGZ set up the landmine.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
What a master.
hey, that roll had a lot of variability to it. Let's just put it that way, boys. Cool.
1d15. Jesus.
You take I think mitigated between the two of you, you take 4 damage each as millennia old shrapnel from this old ass mine rips into your legs. Lothar, you were wearing flak armor.
Goddamn right. That is blocked entirely.
Correct.
Tora,
you were not so lucky and you take 4 damage to your, let's say, left leg.
And it's got 2. Do I only take 2 damage?
2 damage. Just the edges of this explosion just rock your flesh.
Also, I just want to check. I was down to 5 after being shot in the gut.
You've had time to recover after being shot by the squad.
Also, do you happen to know why I have a condition called Fatty Boy 1?
I do
not. Under conditions?
I do
Fatty
not.
Boy.
Does anyone in the class want to explain why he has that?
No one can edit other people's sheets, so he had done it, or you.
I must have done it in response to something. I just don't remember.
My humour is not as crass as that.
Yes, it is.
Just like I was re-listening to one of the earlier roleplays for about me being accused of the one who defecates.
Yes.
I genuinely don't think that was me.
It must have been you.
It does seem like it must be me, but I don't remember.
I don't think it was me. I can just imagine you did it.
At some of these sessions just being. Oh, this will be really hilarious when future Og finds it.
No, genuinely, sometimes when I like listen to the Occupod, I have to listen to like the first hour and a half or whatever the fuck happened because I have no idea. Like I'm here and Robert and I like say things like I don't remember saying that.
Same. It's like a flow eventually that you hit. You're just like saying words.
Speaking of flows. You dig the, let's say, 1-inch bit of shrapnel out of your leg, Tora. You might get a cool scar from that explosion.
Yeah.
That was very, very heroic. And very, very, very lucky. So,
good job, team. Once again, luck saves us.
Burr, are you alright as I'm picking shrapnel out of my leg armor?
I am delicious. How are you?
Okay, yeah, I guess nothing's really broken. Alright.
Bottom of the
site. Nothing's more broken than was already
buried between these rocks. There is a simple, it looks like at one point there was probably a large, canvas sort of door that you would find just to regulate the temperature inside. But it's long since been tattered with little more than scraps of cloth and the railing holding it up. Inside there appears to be a tall spiral staircase carved out of the sandstone going up.
Well, I guess I know where I'm going if you guys need me.
Where are you going?
I gesture upward.
I go with him, because I always need him.
It is crowded in here with all of you up here. Very claustrophobic. As you go up the winding staircase, eventually you come up to what must be the peak of the sighting spire. You find yourself in quite a large square room. There is a large horizontal vision slit, let's say 2 meters across, on your north, east, south, and west walls. Inside this room, there is not much. There is a cot with a skeleton in it, still wrapped in a blanket going up to its neck. There is a desk of some very old Imperial Guard standard equipment that you recognize potentially as like some jury-rig radio equipment, Lothar. There are a handful of Cadian pattern las guns that are up against the wall, and there is also a Imperial Guard officer's power sword, which you find underneath the bed, which is a broad, flat sword. What would you like to do?
Whoa. What on earth are they doing here? What on terror are they doing here? I think the first thing that Lothar's going to try to do is to go over to the radio equipment, the jury-rigged radio stuff, and just kind of very slowly sweep through some of the channels and things like that, see if there's anything that's live.
Power is long since dead. There's basically a jury-rigged series of lasgun power packs which have been set up there, but have obviously long since lost their charge.
Oh, well, then that's easy. I'm going to take one of the long last bags and switch out and then plug it into there to see if I can
give me a tech use test plus 10 for me.
I swear to God, if this thing blows up in my hand.
I mean...
Oh, that's probably going to happen, isn't it? Oh, that's definitely going to happen, isn't it? I shouldn't roll things, I think.
Lothar, I think as you slot in your hotshot lasgun power pack, it flashes up in a brief flurry of information on the screen, and then a spark flies from the power pack, rendering it useless. The radio relay, whatever it was, whatever device this was, is now inoperable.
What information showed up?
I think it was just it happened very, very quickly. User, I think it was just basically flashing through the kind of default settings of it, almost like the boot up procedure. Hello, Dan. I think it flashed up briefly on, basically Windows XP startup, and then all cut out immediately.
All right, I'm going to take the one magazine out then and begrudgingly put it back into my pack.
It is out of charge. It is inoperable. It is broken.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like broken. Just depleted. Yeah. I fucked it up.
It is in. It is fried.
You had some sort of tech brief.
I mean...
I'm not saying that in
character. No, I didn't figure.
Nice one, Lothar.
So that puts you down to your current magazine, then you've got one spare.
Yep. I have made sure to mark it. Right.
Well, I need to...
That didn't work.
Yeah, it's like early evening here as well. Just so I remember, because I haven't marked down your day's fuel. What would you like to do in the Sighting Spire?
Another thing I would do is try to look to see if there was any kind of ledger of like the things that they were spotting out or things like that. Anything written, if there's anything that survived.
There does not appear to be anything that has survived here. Your knowledge of Resh Grenadiers was that 3,500 years ago their ship detonated in orbit.
Gotcha. So then if anything, this was probably like them trying to reach out and SOS potentially, rather than scanning anything here. Which would make sense with all the mines, actually.
God, all I can think about. Sorry, every time you say the name, Resh's is like a beer company here. So,
well, I wouldn't know that because I'm not a disgusting Australian.
We just talk, but I have a keychain that's the Resh's logo with $5 on it, and it's like go-to thing is. If you go to a bar that has Resh's on tap and they're charging more than it, you show them you have the keychain and they give you to it for $5. And like most people respect it.
That's fair.
Huh.
Yeah. Sadly, Resh does not do that.
I assume we're going to camp out here as well, so we should use the height of this place and take a look. What else is going on for the rest of the day and night.
I think That's a good idea. And I'm going to try and set up at least to the north with the scope piece and looking on out.
Sure. Give me a perception roll plus 20 for me as you try and catch sight of something in this evening light.
Are you guys ready for this to be...
another phenomenal roll from Lothar this evening.
Okay. So I can still see. Perfect. I just can't do anything.
Okay, cool. With 6 degrees of success, I'm going to say you see two things. Not particularly clearly, but you see two clouds of dust. You see one heading from Redim, which you can see clearly now. It is, well, not super clearly, it's still fucking miles away. But yeah, that fire is dying down. It's been burning for in a day now, but it is pretty much smouldering. There is still a plume of smoke rising from it. A large dust cloud is moving from it, heading west towards the Ishwala hunting grounds. A smaller dust cloud is moving south towards Sundered Crossing. And that is what you're able to see.
It's looking like there's a really... well, I'm seeing what they did to Redim. And if I'm looking at it right, it looks like one pretty big group is heading west, and a smaller group might be heading south. You know, if we go to the Sundered Crossing, maybe that's where they're holed up. Or, at the very least, we could try and interrogate some of those folks and figure out what's going on.
As a smaller group, we have a better chance of survival in a direct conflict.
I agree. It's also going to help us, I think, to better understand what they're doing, because they might be bringing things back. Then again, this might also not be them. I don't know. But my guess, probably them. Looks like if we make our way towards Sundered Crossing, we might run into them, actually. What do we want to do?
Yeah, let's go there.
Okay. So first of all, you should probably camp out for tonight. So let me just mark off.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you drop down to 4 days' worth of water, 4 days' worth of food, 3 days' worth of fuel, and yeah, you leave the Taurus outside to keep the keys, obviously, so no one steals it. And yeah, I think you have quite an awkward night's rest. I think BGZ stays standing. I think he borrows your magnoculars, if that's okay, Lothar.
And totally fine.
Continuing to scan. He kind of doesn't really handle them as you would expect. It looks quite awkward with his vision slit, and he ends up basically using them almost as like a vertical telescope instead to see through.
Is it like Pirates of the Caribbean, where he takes them apart and makes them into one big one, one big long telescope?
does a tech use test and ruins your magnoculars forever.
Yeah.
And now Steiger's issue, baby. You can't get that back. yeah, as the sun sets on another day here on Aldedar, and I think we should potentially end the session there, because I know it's getting late.
Please, I was about to say it. This could be a good ending point.
That was good. That was fun. No one's died, but there is danger afoot. So that was interesting. But yeah, we will see what happens next time.